Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening and welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Saavedra, Director of the Comlock Center, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening's show. Tonight is all about the willingness to show up and share your personal stories, to listen to each other's stories, and to let us know what you think about them. So everyone has a personal story to share, and we invite you to share yours with us and our listeners, because they want to hear about these stories that we don't tell everyone, these stories that are just a little bit outside the edge of most mainstream thinking. And although mediums provide a valuable connection to the deceased, this show centers around your direct experiences, which do not involve a medium. And your co-host and my dear friends for tonight's Signs of Life radio show are Janet Mayer, Forever Family Foundation certified medium and author of Spirits, They Are Present, as well as Dr. Betty Kovach, author of The Miracle of Death, There Is Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That Is Changing the World. So please take down the number to join our conversation, 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. We want to hear from you, and you never know how important your story is to so many other people. We all love to see Vince has called us from California. Welcome, Vince. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. What would you like to share?
Yeah, I recently lost my husband in November, and I've seen multiple signs from him. I didn't know if this was for medium readings or if it was like stories about sharing experiences.
It's experiences.
Yeah.
Your experiences or questions you had about such things. We have Janet, and she is a medium, but this show isn't about that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. One amazing experience that had happened was he had passed in November, and I had a medium reading 6 days after he passed or 5 days after he had passed. And in that reading, the medium had mentioned that he was planning a trip for me. And I had no idea that he was, but she asked me to take a look at his email. And I did. And lo and behold, he was planning a trip for us to go to Hawaii. In honor of that, I went on that trip. The most synchronistic thing that happened was the Airbnb I was staying at shared a parking lot with a tattoo parlor. On my drive back to my Airbnb after spending some time in the beach, I randomly just went into that tattoo parlor to ask to see if they had any appointments available on his birthday, which was on the 20th of December. And she said that she had one slot available. I then got a tattoo in honor of him at that tattoo parlor. Later on, come to find out, after I had posted it on my Instagram and tagged her in my post, she then messaged me and said, I don't know if you know this. I didn't even know this before I met you, but your husband actually reached out to me 5 years ago for the two of you to get tattoos together next time you visited Hawaii.
Oh,
wow. And
that's great.
Yeah. So, It definitely opened my eyes to everything about spirituality and life after death. And ever since then, it's been amazing. Like, I've been able to feel his presence around me all the time. And sometimes I feel like he actually hasn't left. And during another medium reading, one of the mediums had brought up that my husband Frank is saying that he's saying that you guys are in this new relationship, somewhat of like a new spiritual relationship now. And the amazing thing about that was the day before I was hiking, and that's what I was saying to him in my consciousness, that I still feel very married to you, but we're just in a new spiritual relationship. And it was brought up in a medium reading, like at a gallery reading in front of everyone the very next day, which was amazing too.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty wonderful. I mean, you got a lot of wonderful signs in that. And I love the fact that you kind of were already listening to what was going on. Like when you made that turn or walked to the tattoo place, I think that you were being guided just because you were being open and you were listening and you were connected. And I think that that's really, really amazing and really cool, because it shows that, you know, we are all intuitive. And when we pay attention and when we, you know, are open and we open our heart, we open our life to what's going on around us, that it directs us in ways that are, you know, end up being, you know, fantastic or spectacular in what's going on. And I think that's really, it's almost like you're getting validation after validation after validation. And, you know, and yes, people were telling you about that, but at the same time, you were also in tune to do that. And I think that is what is so amazing too, is that you were in tune, you were paying attention. And so those are even more meaningful now because of the way it worked out.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And ever since that occurrence, I've just been trusting my intuition. And ever since I've started trusting my intuition, synchronistic like signs have come through in very meaningful ways without even me even thinking about it. So it's been amazing.
Well, you're still having shared experiences, even though he is no longer here in the physical, you're still having that connection. And so you're having those experiences still. And like when you said, well, you feel like he's around you. Well, yeah, he is. You know, I mean, you know, I always kind of go, a lot of people say, oh, they're always around you. I don't always look at it like that. I look at it like they come through at times when you need them, or they come through when they know you're going to be open to it. And then you can feel it even greater and you can have that connection. And that kind of takes you to that next step to keep opening up for more. And that sounds like that's what you're doing, which I think is wonderful, because that's what I wish everyone would be doing, that we would all be that connected and in tune, that we would keep doing that. You know, so I think that's really great that you shared that story today, because now a lot of people can hear that and they can be like, you know, I think I had something like that, you know, I felt that way too. And I think that that's really important. So I'm really glad you called in. Thanks for sharing that.
And Jenna, just before you go, I want you to say what you're thinking of saying, but I want to add what you and Jenna both have said, is that if we would do that, we would change the world we live in. Mm-hmm. It's just that powerful and that important.
Well, mm-hmm. the fact that he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. It's when we do it.
Yes. Wow.
You know, and I would add also, it's not only you trusted yourself, you showed up.
Yeah.
You showed up here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, that's good. Both.
Yes.
But Vince, you were going to say something before.
Yeah, I don't want to take up all the time, but I just wanted to share one last thing, actually. So I didn't even think about this until now, until you had brought that up. But tomorrow's my birthday, and it's my first year of not being able to celebrate my birthday physically with my husband that had passed. And I was just meditating, talking to him literally before this radio show came on. And I had this instinctual feeling just to look at my Instagram, and I saw the reminder that the show was happening today. I clicked on the link and I just called in not knowing what the show was going to be about. And I was the first guest. So I think it was also Frank.
That's
Frank doing that. Yeah,
that's great.
That is great.
Cool. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Janet?
Kind of like a little present, you know? It's a little gift.
And happy birthday, Vince. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for calling.
Aw.
Nice.
Bye. That is nice. Bye. How sweet. I love that when you hear that, you know, when you hear stories where people are in tune or they're listening to their intuition or they act on something. And it's like, it's almost like a snowball effect. It just brings more and more and more their way. And that's really kind of how it works, you know, on the whole, is that when you become open like that, and it's not that you're trying to make something happen. It's just that it does happen. And you just decide to walk this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to put it, Janet.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's true. We have Nelson from Hawaii calling tonight. Hi, Nelson. Welcome back.
Aloha.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your show and Weber Family Foundation's other shows also. I called because I was moved from last week's, your last show with this pet owner that had a dog, and she was wondering why that dog wasn't communicating with her. The dog's name was Dexter, and that's why I'm calling today, because I want to let her know that they might not communicate with you immediately. In my case, my dog died two years ago on Mother's Day, and he didn't come to see me or visit me for like 2 to 3 months. And then when he did come by to visit me, he came with a vengeance. He showed himself on my surveillance cameras. Two cameras showed him in poses. And then I called your show to describe it, and it's still going on. I did call for a psychic reading, a mediumship reading. In this case, Kathy Nadal spoke with me, and also in another show, like much prior to that, with another Doreen Molloy. Anyway, Kathy said that my father said that I have clear sight, and ever since he said that to me, I've been having experiences with my father. In this case, he visited me in my dreams, but then a couple weeks ago, he came outside of my dream. He stood by my bed. I was having a headache and nausea, and it was morning time, and then at 1 o'clock, I couldn't get off of that pain, so I saw a shadow figure. I didn't know who it was, but I could see it, and it put its hand on my forehead and then told me to get up, and the headache and the nausea just disappeared.
Those
are just experiences that I've had with my father. And going back to that owner that was having a hard time because her dog was not sending messages, my suggestion to her is just to keep talking with her dog, because my dog still sends me messages. On the 21st of this month was his birthday. 2 days before that, I had Talby ribs for a takeout for dinner. I put it on the table for him, and next thing I know, the TV went on and off. Okay, so that was that day. And then I had a theory. Maybe he was telling me that he was there. So 2 days later on his birthday, I got the same thing. I put it on the table, and this time he turned the TV on and off.
That's amazing.
And I know it was him, and she needs the owner of that pet, Dexter, needs to take away the doubt, because it's so easy to have doubts when these things happen. So, in my case, I think when I first called you folks, this dog beeped the phone whenever I asked him if he was there, and he beeped almost immediately. Are two different things. So I know that they do communicate. Dogs, they're the same material as we are in spirit. So they have the same wisdom that we have. They have the same God spirit in them. So I know that her dog will communicate with her. It's just she needs to keep an open mind. And
So hopefully she's listening.
I hope so. And it's really helpful of you to be concerned about her and enough to call and
that's
let her
so
know.
Nice.
I hope she's hearing.
Thank you, Nelson.
Yeah.
And it was nice to hear it. It's Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Charlie and your dad. Both of them.
Yeah, your dad. That's really, that's a remarkable story too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
So my question is for myself is, he said have clear sight, but then I thought it was a dream. But now he came to me during waking hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think he's trying to tell me? Is that clairvoyance or just playing just him being able to show up? Because I've had messages for my sister from her deceased husband, and these were short messages that I didn't know anything about. So I'm trying to see where that goes. I'm trying to make sense of things, but at the same time, I'm not trying to...
Nelson, I think just like when you're open, you know, you have a connection, you know, obviously with your dog. And I think that when you're open and you're open to receiving, it can come through in a lot of different ways. So for your father, you know, you were open, you weren't feeling well, you were probably in a little bit different space than you maybe normally were. So you were a little more either calm or you were focused. And sometimes when we're focused in a different way, that also opens us up to other things like that. And that might be something where, you know, your father knew that, you know, you needed something and he was there for you. And so he came through like that. And I mean, it doesn't mean that's going to happen every time now. It might just be when needed. It might be, you know, when you're connected, when you're, you know, like if you're in the zone, as they say, or if you're meditating and you're calm and receptive. It can happen in a lot of different ways. There isn't just one way. I mean, people think like, well, I have to have the answer right away. You really don't. What you need to do is simply accept the fact he came through, give thanks for that, be open for if he needs to come through again or if he would like to come through again, whatever that may be. And, you know, you just keep moving on with your life and being open to it. It doesn't mean you have to do anything specific to make that happen again, because it may not ever happen like that again. It might come through a little bit different. So the best thing to do is just to stay open to, if you, you know, want to have that connection with him, you want to be open for it. And then if it comes through, it's another beautiful moment. It's another moment that can be hopeful or another moment that's comforting, whatever it may be at that time. But it doesn't mean that you have to dissect it and pull it apart and try to figure it out, because you may never do that. You have to simply, you know, be open to accepting it and saying, obviously there was a moment where I was open and I was, you know, it was like clear seeing. It could be, you know, whether you want to say it's clairvoyant or whatever it may have been, however it came through, you had that connection and that's beautiful. And try to stay with that and be, you know, open to receiving if you want to more. And be, and you know, tell them thanks. I always say thanks when they come through. Hey, I'm, you know, I appreciate you coming through. That's great. You know, it's like, thank you. And, you know, if you have something else to tell me, you know, go ahead and do that next time or let me know, you know, give me the heads up. But just being grateful and showing gratitude that he did that, you can, you know, he already knows that. He knows that you have that, that you had that connection and you're very grateful for it. So I think that that's, you know,
yeah,
you can look at it like that. Makes, I think, sense. That's,
yeah, good, Janet. I like that too.
Yeah. I do thank my dog every time he signs. I say thank you and just send him love, and I can feel the love coming back.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good. That's good.
Beautiful. Well,
thank you. It's good to hear from you again. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
So, how have you been, Janet?
I've been doing really well. I've been, you know, a lot going on, and just kind of, you know, being open, you know, like I always tell people on the show, is just to kind of, you know, I like to meditate. I have this kind of fun story. It's, you know, a little different than what we're talking about, but I was reading this book of a friend I know, and in it had something about a meditation, and I'm very specific in how I meditate. People who know me, I kind of created my own meditation, and I always go with that. So when I'm reading this meditation in this book, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that would really work for me, but, you know, I'm just going to see. And as I'm reading it, all of a sudden, you know, my head starts tingling, my third eye is, you know, all the stuff's happening. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then I realized I was like being really open around then. And I was, you know, all the stuff was coming through to me. And I thought, wow, that was really cool. And I was just reading this guy's book.
Oh, wow. Oh, Janet, I wish we could all be like that.
So it was pretty fun, but, you know, it was kind of cool. But it was just, you know, one of those things that I thought, you know, that's something to remind people about, is when you're connected to something, to become more open or to have that connection with a loved one that passed. You know, if you can do it the way you do it, if you are thinking, oh, I can only do it in this way, or this person told me I have to go about it this way,
yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily have to. There's different ways for everyone.
Oh, heaven, yes, I so agree with that.
Yeah, and that was just like one of the big things that I'm like, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I mentioned that on tonight's show because, you know, we tell people to pay attention, to be open, to, you know, to if you like to meditate, do that. Or if you, you know, love listening to music or resting or reading or whatever. But I know a lot of times it happens for me when I'm reading, which is really odd because I'm focused on something else, but that's when something else comes in. But for me, it's a really cool thing because then I kind of go in two different directions and I can kind of, you know, balance it out and it works for me. But, you know, it might not work for somebody else that way. They may have to, you know, they might like listening to music and having it come on that way. And then something comes through. So that's really important too. But I think that it's really great when, you know, somebody does share a story and it's something that's just like so amazing. And you think how beautiful, like when Vince was telling that story, I was just like, wow, there were so many parts to that we could have just talked about because there were so many things that happened. And because he was open to it and he was paying attention and thought, you know what, this is what I'm going to do because he felt it and he wanted to do it. That's where it opened up more doors for him. And I think that's important for everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Layers of synchronicities and connections.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that always works out well. Okay, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we do. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling the show.
Hi, thank you. I was wondering, I'm kind of having trouble falling out of synchronicity. It seems, I feel that way. I always have my grandmother and my dad around me. It wasn't my dad's mother, my mom's mother around me and my good friend who crossed over. And I was getting clear messages and all, and I don't know. I've kind of lost my guide dog. My first guide dog passed away young 7 months ago. Today's would have been his 7th birthday. I don't know. Do animal, you know, I feel him. I used to feel him around, but I'm not feeling anything around lately. And it's a bit disconcerting because I need to make a move further north and I'm not sure where to go. And, I don't know. I'm just not sure. I'm not used to this. I'm used to connection and listening and, you know, communication. I'm not used to silence, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Betty.
No, I was just going to say, well, Janet, what do you think of that? That sounds like a question for you, or not a question, but a concern that you could answer.
Well, this kind of, when you were saying that, I'm like, sometimes I feel like we have to give our own answers. It's not really up to the other side to tell us what we need to do and where we need to go. It's kind of up to you. And maybe they're waiting for you to make the move or to make the decision on what you're going to do. And then they will either, you know, eventually validate it or they will be there for you in whatever capacity they need to be. I mean, you know, the other side isn't always there to, you know, they're there to kind of support us, of course. And, you know, show us that, you know, their love. It's all about love and, you know, the vibration. But I don't think that they always have to be there all the time. I mean, I don't have, a lot of times I won't have people show up. They're not all around me all the time. They're not around me. You know, I still have to do what I'm doing in my daily life. And maybe for you, there's a lull because they're making you decide on your own or depend on something with your own thinking to move forward. And they're going to be around you in whatever capacity they come through to you. And they are going to still, you know, be there for you, but they don't have to constantly be there for you to, you know, for you to feel that comfort or that synchronicity. You can, you know, you still have to move on your own because you're still here on Earth. They're not, you know, they're out there, but they're not physical anymore. So it's kind of up to you to make those decisions. And then from there, you know, you'll probably start seeing more synchronicities by kind of sitting in one place and not deciding or not doing something. You know, it could just be this energy that's waiting. You know, that's kind of how I look at it. I don't know if that will help you at all or, you know, but I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes it does seem like, you know, you might be off or they're not around or why aren't they here or this or that. But a lot of people don't get people, you know, all the time. And maybe they're stepping back because this is that point in your life where they have to step back because you need to make different, you need to make the choices you're going to make. And then, you know, and then maybe they'll pop through at times and do whatever. But I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. I could be wrong, but that's how I see it.
Well, I think it makes sense. What do you think, Lisa?
That's a good perspective. No, I appreciate that. I, you know, it's a good perspective. And I just got so comfortable with them always being around. And, you know, not that I even asked them for anything, just that they were there, you know. And
it was nice,
you know, it was just really supportive and stuff. And actually, as I think about it, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about this. Several months back, going into last year, I had this one incident where I was sleeping and I woke up and I just went hysterical with my dad. It was like my dad was telling me, so I didn't know what was going on, and I was grieving his death like I never had. And he had died in 2010. And I was grieving it. It was so intense, and I was crying. And then he says, call your mom. And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. I'm not calling my mom. She's going to be mad at me. He's like, call your mom. Do you mind if I tell this story? Are you up to it?
No, go ahead.
Of course. Share.
So he's a call, you know, and it was just so clear. And I'm like, I can't call her. I'll call her first thing in the morning. She's going to be so, he's like, call it. So I called her and I heard the phone pick up and she wasn't saying anything. And I'm yelling in the phone, Mom, are you okay? Are you all right? I said, can you hear me? Press a button, do something. And there was nothing, but I knew the phone was connected. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to call the police to do a wellness check on you. You know, I'm calling them now. And the police came and she was fine. And we come to find out that her phone, she had 3 phones in the house that were all cordless. And she was in the bedroom and the bedroom one didn't work. And we didn't know that. Never knew that. So the bedroom phone didn't work. So then I got her all new phones, like right away. Got them mailed to her house, you know, and got her all new phones. So it was kind of interesting because she needs those phones because God forbid she falls. There's times that she has fallen a couple of times. She just bent over and fell over, you know, couldn't get up. She can't get up by herself. She has called the police twice. So she needs those phones near her, you know, like we have them just strategically set up. So it was just, you know, that was kind of funny. And
he came through when he needed to.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah definitely there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That very good example of that.
Right. And I think that that's important to show you that, you know, you will get signs, you will get something, you know, whether it's a dream, it's a, you know, some kind of sign when you're awake that, you know, to pay attention. But I think that if you're going through something now and you don't feel it, it doesn't mean they're not around. It just means maybe you have to go in the direction you need to go in, and then they're still there, you know? So you need to keep that in mind too. He came through when he needed to, and it changed something that was very important and needed for your mom. So that's really great.
Yeah, that was great.
That's a great story.
Right on time.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. We now get to welcome Shanti. Hi, Shanti. Are you still there, Shanti?
Yes, I am. Hi.
We're good. How are
you?
Great.
Good, thanks.
What would you like to share with us?
Oh, I didn't really plan on sharing. I was just going to listen.
Isn't the listen only line? But I can do a little.
Oh, I don't know. This is my first time.
Oh, well, since you're here, do you have something you'd like to share
with
us?
Maybe Spirit wanted you to do something you weren't feeling quite brave enough to do.
Do you have something you would like to tell us, or do you want to just go back to listening?
Do you have a pen? No. I can give you the phone number if you want, just for what you're trying to do tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't prepared to share anything. I can't really think of anything that I would want to share at the moment.
Okay, well then, Kim, give her.
Okay. Hopefully this is okay. The Listen Live number is 631-359-9353.
What was the second set of numbers? 631.
359. 9359. Yes.
Okay. So I hang up and call that one instead?
You can just listen from that one if you like.
Call
it. Okay.
That. You call the dial-in number. Yeah.
Okay.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening. Thank you, Shanti.
Okay.
And bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So,
well, you know, well, when we, yeah, Janet, what?
No, I was just going to say, you might want to say the phone number if anybody would like to call in case they need.
I would love to. Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite things to do. It is. 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. We have 25 minutes left of this very precious hour for personal stories. And we encourage you to step up and share, ask, let us know what you think about what you've heard. I had a thought about Lisa. And it might be that some kind of concern or worry or indecision about what choices to make might be kind of blocking her own reception.
Well, that could be.
The door, you know, that could be kind of interfering with the normal flow between her and those in spirit.
That could be,
Yeah, I kind of was thinking there might be, she had to make some decisions on her own, and that maybe that was why, but I like how you framed it, because that makes a lot of sense that, you know, that could be blocking it as well, is that if she's trying to make all these decisions, you know, you're going in a lot of different directions, you're not leaving room open for them to come through and say, hey, how are you doing? And right. Too, you know, the thing is too, a lot of times, a lot of people don't have loved ones coming through. They might come by once and that's it. Or they may just come through when they really need that support. And maybe she's thinking she needs the support and, you know, she can do it on her own. She needs, you know, and by doing it on your own, you get that strength that comes within that decision. And, you know, and then they come through and they're like, oh, you know, here I am again. And I think that's something too, is, you know, people are, you know, your loved ones, they're going to come through in their own way, in the way they feel best that fits you. And, you know, we get, you know, you get thinking and you get comfortable thinking it's going to always be like that. And it isn't, because we do change constantly. And so they're going to also change as well. And we have to connect on different levels at different times. And I think that, you know, that's something to remember too.
Yes. And I think that, you know, that intuitively we are hearing from them, even when we don't necessarily feel that they're present and giving us information, is that just our thinking process is influenced by being in connection, loving them and being in connection with them on the other side, that our thinking is already changed by the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree with that, Betty. I think that's great. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that that's something that, you know, when we think about that and we pay attention to what does or doesn't come through, you know, that there's an answer in there, you know, there's a big answer in there. And I think that, you know, we just have to, you know, we need to be kind to ourselves during those times when we think like we should have something and we don't, because there is a lot going on in our world with us. You know, everybody has their own stuff. Mm-hmm. They have their own things they have to take care of. And, you know, no matter how much you want someone, you know, cause I mean, a lot of times you get people that like, they don't have many people coming through, or they're like, I really want to hear from such and such, and they haven't come through yet. And I'm like, you know what, just stay open that they are around. They'll come in when you really need it, you know, or when you're open to it. And, you know, like people are afraid they're going to miss it. And I'm like, oh no, they will keep trying until they get through. So you don't have to worry about that. They will come through. And it's just, you know, stay focused.
Yes. I think that it's a wonderful thing when people are open enough or their loved ones to come through in a very conscious way. I meet so many people who are suffering so much from death of someone they love, and they don't have any idea of how to be open, or that they're really continuing their lives. It's our culture has been so devastatingly empty and negative that I meet people all the time, beautiful people, who are suffering tremendously over death, the death of someone they love. And they they haven't the ghost of an idea of how to be open, something you're always talking about, Janet, which is wonderful, and be attentive. They don't know how to do that. I think the longer I live, the more convinced I am that the number one thing that we are working on this planet now is the awareness, the consciousness that consciousness continues and that those we love are continuing their lives and that it is possible. It's our heritage to be in connection with the spirit world. Now, how that relationship develops is very much up to the people involved, you know, because it can work very creatively in very different ways as needed. But there's probably nothing more important for our world to know that those we love who are no longer in the physical dimension are alive. Just to know that, then we can sort of start trying to figure out how might we be open to it. But it's been so pounded into our psyches and our brains that there's nothing. And I just recently was with someone for whom that is an issue. And I am often, and it's tragic. It's very, very sad. So I think any amount of communication is wonderful. And then, as you say, Janet always say, and I love it, that we keep open to it. But first of all, we have to know that they're still alive and continuing, and that love connects us. But then to be open and attentive. Did we have someone else call in?
Ariel's on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Perfectly. Thank you for calling.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, thanks for having me. So I'll share a story in honor of my grandmother's birthday was yesterday. So I'll do it in honor of her. She has come through a number of times, and it's been many years since she passed. But the first recently, well, after she passed, I'll say, and maybe within the months after she passed, I had a dream with her in it that felt so real. And she was telling me, you know, something, gave me a hug at the end of the dream. And within that week, I was telling my father that I had had this dream. And I was telling both my parents, and my father had said I had the exact same dream, and she told me the same thing. So that was really beautiful. And that was years ago. And then she's a beautiful spirit and beautiful manifest. The other experience that I had that I wanted to share here is that I was on vacation recently, within the last couple of years, with my immediate family. And it was late at night and happened to be in my parents' room, and my father was trying to go to sleep. And I had, sometimes I received, you know, certain messages. I'd received something from my mom, from my grandmother, that was somewhat important. So I was sharing it with her, but my father was trying to go to sleep. And so we were whispering. And the next morning, anyway, I was back in their room, and my dad said, well, what was it that you guys were talking about? You know, like, what was going on over there? And the minute I said her name, I said, you know, she came through. The minute I said her name, the lamp, and we were in a hotel room, the lamp went completely off, just went off. And my mom, you know, had told me later when she called for the hotel staff to come that it was completely unplugged. And it just went off the minute we said her name. So that was the second example. And on that same morning, which was an unrelated experience, my other family members who were in the other hotel room said their alarm, which, you know, we'd been there a couple of nights, their alarm went off at like 6 a.m. We were planning to leave. My parents wanted to leave earlier and they wanted to leave later. And their alarm went off way before we had ever planned to leave on either side. And they're like, we just don't understand why this alarm went off. And on our drive, and we were in Yosemite, so we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, on our drive at that same moment, a woman had just had an accident. She was fine, but she was shaken up. And we, through talking to her, there was a lot of synchronicities that I won't go into, but it just was very clear to me that we were meant to be there at that time for her. And I believe that's why their alarm went off. So just wanted to share those.
Oh, all of them are so beautiful.
They are. It just makes the beauty in life and being alive and open and attentive. I love it.
Wow. Well,
thank you.
the experience that excuse me, that both you and your father had remind me of when you hear about people having the same visions, you know, yeah. like on the vision quest, mm-hmm. or but that you were not in the same space.
In Indigenous people, we right. all think that. Yeah, same vision. Wow. Or the whole tribe might even have the same vision.
So mm-hmm. Those are all yes. magnificent, Ariel. There are so and, many.
And not yeah. only is it validating that you received it from your grandmother, but that you both received the same message is even more so. You know, I mean, that's
oh, really yeah. awesome.
And then the part with, you know, with the light, the lamp going off. I mean, it's just kind of like with Nelson having the TV go off. I mean, I've had numerous times that I've had electrical issues with someone coming through that way. Or, you know, it sounds crazy. I even asked questions and the light would, you know, flicker on and off a couple of times, or it wouldn't. And I was kind of like, wow, this is really kind of cool. And I was like, you know, it's just such a neat validation because, you know, when it happens, you feel it. It's like you almost feel that electricity. You know, I don't know how else to explain it that way, but don't you? I think Ariel, like, would you kind of feel the electricity of that happening, even, which is really cool.
Yes. Well, you can feel spirit there at that time, right? Because there's so right. much power in that moment.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's what's so cool about it is that, you know, and then, you know, sometimes you try to tell somebody and they're like, yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, no, I know, you know, and you feel it and you know, it's that much stronger. And even when you're talking about it or, you know, it's like you're reliving it now. It's almost like you can kind of feel like, oh, wow. Yeah. I know what you felt or how you felt that way. And how cool is that, you know, your grandmother came through, or even like with the alarm clock, and that you knew you were supposed to be there. And it's interesting because sometimes we don't know exactly why something happened, like you said, the way it happened, but then you,
right.
you were there for that woman and that was huge. And you couldn't have made it right. happen that way. It just happened. And that's what's so beautiful is you were paying attention. You were going and doing what you were doing. You know, you weren't making all these changes. You were just doing it. And I think that is kind of, you had this insight that you didn't even realize and that took place and you were there for someone else. And I mean, how beautiful is that? Right. And how amazing is it?
Yeah. And I'll also just share the synchronicity when we picked up this woman who we did not know and we stopped. My parents have done travel in Africa and which is kind of a side note, but when we stopped to help this woman, she, you know, gave us, there was no service. So she gave us her AAA card so that we could help call her, help call and see if we could get service. And my mom looked at her card and looked at her last name. I mean, this is so random and said, oh my goodness. Like not just is your family from Nigeria, but is your family from this very specific place in Nigeria, which if I know like spirit, that's a sign to her, like you're in a safe place, right? You're with mm-hmm. the right people because it's a connection that she has to us, that we have to her. That, I mean, it's such a random thing that anyone would know even from a last name that she was from yeah. Nigeria. And here my mom happened to know the exact specific area in Nigeria. And so it just is a really beautiful connection.
That's a beautiful synchronicity for sure.
That's yeah. one that literally makes your hair stand up because
right.
it's so,
yes.
so yeah. profound.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say with the dream, you know, if each of us had just had that dream and not known, we both knew it was a real dream. And I know a lot of people talk about this. It's the feeling of like having had a real visit, right? So right. even that alone is enough.
Right. Oh, and and I totally 100% agree is that when spirit comes through, it feels differently. Whether even if it's a dream, it's different because it is a different energy. It's more than a dream. It's actually them coming through in a different way that is connecting to you. And that's how you feel it. You know, people say that all the time. Well, it felt like a dream, but it felt different. And I'm like, exactly. That's what it is. That's beautiful. What great validation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I really like how you emphasize, Janet, that, and everyone who calls practically, is that we don't need scientific proof for that. I mean, we feel it. We know it. It's realer than real is what yes. they usually say. I mean, it's the feeling that is the proof for us.
Right. Well, and I mean, just look tonight, just how many people called in and all the great validation from just, you know, people all around. It's like, it's not like we're just talking to one person. It's everybody who calls in has a story. And I mean, how many people who are listening, they're probably sitting there going, man, I got a really good story. And I'm like, okay, call next month then, you know, and make sure that our quality, we have a little time. We have, you know, but, you know, call and let us know, because there's so many beautiful stories that help the people who are going through grief that, you know, are just like, I just need something. I just need this. And maybe somebody is going to say something that just resonates with someone else that is listening. And I mean, that's what, you know, helps us all get through grief. You know, it's the, there's no limitations. It just keeps going.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes we can be so deep in the grief that we can't open to allowing it, you know, the person to come through.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I always tell people, like, when, you know, somebody one time said something and they said they looked up, and I go, don't look up. I said, they're around you. Look in front of you or look next to you. And sit down and feel it. Just, do you feel them around you? Do you feel like, you know, do you feel their energy next to you? Or what do you, you know, are you looking in front of you and you feel something, you know, an item or something? And I, you know, I always try to kind of bring it down to earth. You don't have to look out. Just, you know, it's right here in front of you. And I think that that's important too, is to remind yourself that your loved ones are really around you. They really are, you know?
Good, Janet. I like that.
Yeah. Everywhere, nowhere, and right here with you.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
Yeah, I heard my husband say that when I was.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Ariel, it was so great that you called in and shared with us and the listeners experience. These really amazing experiences. And I got to say, I've never heard of someone sharing one where the lights went out and the plug was out of the wall.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah. That's pretty unique. Thank you all.
Thank
you.
That's crazy. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I was thinking of what Kim read in the beginning about us showing up. I think so many people don't know what to show up for or what to show up to. But when we get, I think of people that I know who don't know quite what to do. If one could just say, well, you know, I'm loving this person and I just want to be open to what I can feel rather than grieving and being so sorrowful that the person isn't here physically. And I was looking through the first book I wrote on death, and there had been at the time several quotations that really just touched my heart. And one of them by Alan Cohen, I just think it also applies to us here. It says, and I loved it at the time and I still love it. It said, the world would have you agree with its dismal dream of limitation, but the light would have you soar like the eagle of your sacred visions.
Beautiful.
Mm.
That is,
and if we could just be open, we would become that eagle rather than being just stuck and grieving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of emphasizing that because I've just been with someone who is grieving, and it's heartbreaking, you know.
Right.
We just need to know that there are other dimensions of reality, that we live in a multidimensional world, and that we're sacred spirit beings that can soar like the eagle.
Oh, yes.
But we can get bogged down with this dismal dream of limitation that we've all been born into.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Another thing you said that is akin to that is the doubt absorbs the light.
Yeah. Yeah. To doubt and so, doubt. And then the light is absorbed.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the thing is too, is like, you know, tonight and really, you know, every weekend is everyone has such unique experiences and individual to themselves. Yeah. And yet we all together have those experiences. And, you know, by sharing them, you know, we're kind of all a part of them. And I think that when we trust what we receive, when we get that intuition or that moment happens, to make sure we remember that. And, you know, I've always told people too, like, you know, through readings and that, to write, have a journal, write things down, date them, time them, and go back to them when you're having a really bad day and be, you know, and say, oh, you know, I know when this happened and how did I feel and how did that make me feel? And it gave me comfort and it made me more open. And, you know, I'm going to keep creating this, you know, intention to be open and to listen for when they come through. Or, you know, not, I don't have to do it, you know, 24/7, but I can put it out there that, you know, you know, I'm here that when a loved one has to come through or wants to come through and share something or to be there for comfort or to give me, you know, comfort or direction in my own way. I mean, that's really, you know, I think that makes things even more possible when we're here to be open to our loved ones when they're coming through. So I just think that, you know, I don't know. I just think that I love all these unique experiences, but at the same time, we're all everyone's having experiences. And I love that because they come from so many different angles.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and we usually think of them coming through for us, but what you're saying is that sometimes it's about us kind of coming through for them too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Right. Right. And that is true. And, you know, and we do have to, you know, we have to let them know that we're open and say, you know, I'm going to try to pay attention and I want you to come through in whatever way you can. And, you know, I just lost someone a couple months ago and I say the same thing. I'm like, hey, I know that, you know, you won't be around all the time. You've got things to do over there, places to go, people to see. And I'm like, but, you know, I'm available when you need to come through, or if I, you know, I'm having a rough moment, I'm just going to think about you for a couple minutes and, you know, and then move on. And it's kind of like, you know, everybody takes their own path and goes in their own way. But, you know, in the same sense, it's like, you know, you have to be in this world. We are in this world and we have to move forward and do what we need to do. And, you know, you have to stay with that. You can't just rely on, you know, what we want the other side to show for us or tell us or whatever. They can validate and they can give us wonderful dreams or visions or help us, but we also have to do our own part here too. And we can connect with them in our own way, you know?
Right. I agree.
And maybe sometimes you connect with them by being with them in your heart space and being with they as they were for however long they were with you in their life. And it may not be always about receiving from them, but acknowledging what has been received.
Yeah, that's good.
And is still with you.
That's good. Right. That too.
Right. And that's true because, you know, we grieve over the loss of a life because it's of what we envisioned it to be. And it's not that anymore. And so, you know, it's kind of like I always say, you know, even when somebody passes, it's also like we're turned upside down and dropped on our head. And it's like, okay, now what? You know, now where do I go? And you have to re-envision and reimagine your life. And, you know, they're still in it in their own way, but not in the way we wanted it to be. And so we have to find our strengths, you know, through the weaknesses and move forward.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I so agree with you to reimagine and revision.
Yes.
To reimagine it, but that's what so often people want what was and cannot be. It's not in the nature of life itself because we come in and we go out. But I love that it's so important to reimagine and re envision life and a new kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's true because we still have to participate in life. You know, you still have to move ahead and move forward. And so no matter how, you know, what sadness and you're going through, just always to remember that love and, you know, surround yourself in that like a blanket. I remember a vision one time of seeing like someone putting a blanket around them and it was a blanket of love because they were in grief. Mm. And I just remember thinking that's beautiful that whenever you're feeling sad, put that blanket of love around you. You know, carry that blanket with you and kind of like little Linus, you know, in the Peanuts, you carry that blanket around. Well, think about that blanket being comfort and being love and, you know, it's your loved one. And I think that that's kind of a cute little vision that, you know, a long time ago, I saw years and years ago. And the blanket has always stayed with me that, well, it is comfort. It is warm. It is loving. So that's kind of how our loved ones are. They're like a blanket to us. And even though they're on the other side, they're still with us.
Right. And that's another way of re-envisioning a new relationship, exactly. A new way of being present with each other. Is it must be time, huh?
It's about this special time on the top of the hour.
Okay. And we will go ahead and say the Mahayama prayer. We will end with that. And, you know, thanks everyone for calling in. We had some beautiful insight and validation, and that's what we're here for. So let me begin. May all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Beautiful. Thank you, Janet. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Yeah.